Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I just love that you are somebody who is here, who is working on continuing to expand your mind and your consciousness and your energy. It's so impressive. And you know, I just have so much respect for people who are willing to really have self-awareness and look at themselves and be willing to do the work to make changes in their life and take some ownership. Because, I mean, we can all look around and see with compassion that there are a lot of people who unfortunately feel like a victim to life or a victim to the system or to this or powerless or stuck or all of these things. And I just, you know, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for the fact that my consciousness changed in a massive way. And of course, that was, you know, over a decade ago now, but still grateful for it every day. And I just love that there's just so many more people waking up to this awareness. And that really excites me, seeing the expanded consciousness and awareness. It's beautiful, you know, even from the last podcast episode. So if you recall the last episode that I did, on that episode, I talked about why it takes some people longer to get results than others when I'm working with them. You know, sometimes I work with somebody and I get really fast results. And then other times, you know, when I'm working on the podcast, it may be an hour, which, let's be honest, is still record time. I mean, there's nothing like it. But either way, if you recall on the last episode, we talked about why that happens, what the difference is there. We also talked about what bingo means. And so there was that. And then on today's episode, we are going to dive in with a volunteer. And I have to say, you're absolutely going to love her. Her name is Catherine, and she's a sweetheart. She's got a fun, sweet personality and such a great laugh. And with Catherine, as we begin working, we're working on healing her physical issues and looking at what energy is connected to that. But we also start looking at the energy that can stop people from manifesting what it is that they want on the physical plane. So we also start diving into that as well. And so just a really fun episode, just very insightful. And, you know, I mentioned that Catherine has a really great sense of humor, and you'll notice that come up even as I dive into this very beginning. We're already laughing already a bit, and it's because we were playing a little bit of tag trying to connect on to actually record this podcast. So there's a little bit of tag there, but we dive right in, and really a very fun episode, very sweet, very powerful. And on that note, let's dive in with Catherine. Hello, hello.
Hi.
It's wonderful. Hi. It's wonderful to connect with you and get connected. Here we are.
Yeah. Thanks for your time. Really appreciating it.
Absolutely. Where are you from? You have a beautiful accent.
I'm from Germany, but I do live most of the time in South Africa now. So I think it's a bit of a mixture, but I'm German, so yeah.
There we go. It does sound like a bit of a mixture. I love it. A beautiful mixture. So how's your day going?
Good. I actually just came back to Germany today, so still a little bit tired, but otherwise really good.
Beautiful. I love that. I love it. And And what can I help you with today?
Okay, so I have a couple of symptoms that I've had for quite a long time and that have been showing up on and off. And I kind of feel, even if they seem very different, I think they have probably a common cause. And the one thing is I've had eczema since I was 1 year old. And it's actually been good for a couple of years, but say in the last 1.5 years, it's been flaring up quite a bit. And the interesting thing is it's only on my right hand on the inside and then on like under my right eye. And it's kind of strange because it's always these two places that flare up. So that's the one thing. And as well, I have like sinus problems and allergies, mostly on the right side too. And then another thing is that I was diagnosed with endometriosis years ago and also had surgery and whatever. And then I decided to do alternative routes. And so it's been good for a while, but as well, like maybe the time, like the same time frame, it's been very painful. Like I have like menstrual cramps and to the degree that I can't get out of bed properly. So yeah, so these are the symptoms that I'm actually dealing with. And what's been kind of interesting too is that I did a detox, I think for 9 days, and it's now 1 week ago that I finished it. And while I was doing that detox, it was more like a liver detox. The eczema kind of healed up, and as well, I didn't have any pains during my cycle. So I'm just guessing there must be some common ground. And yeah, maybe you can give me more insights into that.
Okay. Absolutely. Give me 1 second. Okay. Give me 1 second. Interesting. All right. Bingo. All right. And by the way, how long ago did you move to South Africa?
So I've been in South Africa since 2011, but I've only been there like, you know, for 3 months a year and then, or 6 months. And, but now I'm actually living more there, like most of the year, and it's been for 2 years. Yeah. And I'm actually moved from the West Coast to the East Coast. So I don't know if it has to do anything with that, but yeah. So I've been spending quite a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. It actually has to do with a guy. So I see bingo. So there's a guy. So as soon as I say there's a guy, do you know who I would be talking about?
Probably my partner.
Okay. Can you give me his first initial?
D.
Bingo. There we go. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you how long you guys have been together?
Almost 2 years now.
Okay. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And bingo. And how long are you planning on being in Germany for on this trip?
Not that long, actually. Only we have to do some more like formal things, like visa stuff. And my partner works here too. But yeah, it's just maybe 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. And so you guys are both in Germany together?
Yes.
Great. And bingo. Give me 1 second. Bingo. That. Bingo. Okay. And if I ask you, when you're in South Africa, when you're when you're at home in South Africa, if I ask you, how often you feel a bit ignored?
Yeah, I do feel ignored.
Or like my I love your little chuckle right there. Yeah.
Maybe my needs also being ignored sometimes. Yeah.
Your needs also being ignored. And if I ask you to notice how, as you're traveling into Germany, you feel like, I want you to notice the feeling, how you feel like you're going to be getting more of your partner's attention and connection now that you're going to be in Germany for the next 6 to 8 weeks. Can you see that?
Maybe yes. I'm not sure yet because, yeah, you see, you say just the feeling of it.
Mm-hmm. If I, bingo. We'll put it this way. If I told you that on a regular basis, I feel mm-hmm. like my partner's not meeting my needs and I'm feeling ignored, and then we're going to be traveling together for the next little bit, would you say with traveling, a part of me might feel like I'm going to get more attention if we're traveling together?
Maybe. Or the thing is, maybe I feel more comfortable okay. here because, mm-hmm. you know, so it's like
family.
Maybe I feel a bit stronger because when I'm there, mm-hmm. obviously it's still for me, even if it's been 2 years, but I'm still finding my place there in a way. So I think
exactly.
when I go there home, it's just like, I know, you know, I know what I'm doing here, kind of know my way around. I know people and
exactly.
Yeah.
And you're not so dependent upon him.
Can you see yeah, that? It's more, I'm less dependent, mm-hmm. definitely. Yes. In
exactly.
some ways.
Mm. Okay, exactly. So I would say that, so you mentioned last week how everything started to like clear it up and your menstrual cycle was actually okay or good and all of this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. But so I didn't know yet that we're going to go to Germany. It was really like a quick decision. So, finger. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It feels, as far as the decision goes, it feels like it was about 7 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, so Bingo. And so that's exactly what I see it having to do with is the energy shift on that specifically. Mm-hmm. And if I look at part of you feeling more bingo. Okay. Bingo. And if I ask you, so notice when I said that you were feeling a bit ignored and also feeling like you mentioned, you know, your needs not being met and all of that. So notice I kind of put it out there lightly. Mm-hmm. But if we were going to look at the energy behind that, what level would you give it?
The number that pops up, maybe an 8, partly, not all the time, but it can be very strong. Like I can mm-hmm. feel it very strong.
And if I ask, mm-hmm. and if I ask you how upset you get about it,
oh,
what
very.
Would you say?
Uh-huh. 10 plus.
10 plus. Yeah, that's where we're going. So notice the part of you that's very soft and gentle. And then when I'm feeling into your energy, I feel the 10 plus there.
Yeah, totally. Uh-huh.
Mm. Okay. So I want you to notice the 10 plus. Let's look at that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. How do we change that part? So that's not happening anymore.
Mm. That's a good question. Yeah, that's what I would love to change. I'm actually aware of it, that that's happening, but I'm just pushing mm-hmm. it away, you know.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a few quick insights. You know, first and foremost, I have to say I just love her self-awareness and her self-honesty. It's just beautiful. And also, you know, her lightness of it all. And that's the first insight. You know, if you can have a level of lightness in working on yourself when you're doing so, that can be really powerful. And notice, it's not about avoiding the problem either, because it's clearly we still want to address it. It's just being willing to be a bit light. And that is a powerful place to really work with your emotions, because if you think about it, if you're working with your negative emotions and then you're frustrated that they're there, okay, that's just adding more negativity to it. And I love her energy where she's just positive and sweet. And of course, you know, she says, oh, it's a level 10. And so she's laughing about it, but she is completely acknowledging that, yes, it's there. So that is a powerful insight. And I love that. And the second insight does have to do with avoiding the trigger, because that's what I'll see people do all of the time. Like they know they have some type of pain or emotional trigger that comes up, and instead of really changing it, they kind of blame it on the other person, or they do anything they can to just pretend like it's not there and avoid it. And of course, what will ultimately happen is if you have negative triggers in your energy, then you'll ultimately end up attracting more of the same. You know, if we take it back to traditional psychology, where we know that somebody, unfortunately, with an abusive parent can then attract an abusive spouse or a critical spouse and relationship. And you can see that over and over again. And of course, that's not true for everybody. The brain works differently about, as you know, how things manifest. But point being, we know that patterns breed more of the same. And so what will happen a lot of times is people will try to just avoid the pattern and ignore it, pretend like it's not there. And you might even be avoiding a certain pattern or a certain emotional trigger or pain that comes up. And you may be just trying to avoid it in your life instead of obliterating it and releasing it and getting rid of it, which definitely is what you want to do for real transformation, for your health, for your life and happiness and future and all that. You know, that is key. And so if you notice yourself having hurt come up frequently and you're just kind of pointing the finger at somebody else, you'll want to make sure to look within and see what you can do from an empowered state, not blaming yourself, but from a place of being empowered, and see what you can do to really shift that. So that is key. Now, the third insight has to do with the awareness of shifting it. Now, all of the time, I'll see people who are trying to shift patterns, and unbeknownst to them, they end up making it worse instead of better. And they'll end up kind of trying to feel better, but they put layers on top of the problem, and then it shows up in multiple ways, or even more ways, or different ways, it becomes layered issues as well. And we're going to unpack that even more coming up. But you'll see as we dive back in with Catherine what I'm talking about and what you'll want to do instead to make a better positive shift in your life. All right, so let's go ahead and dive back in with Catherine.
It feels like trying to push it away, but then it feels like it's getting louder and louder. Like if you think about where you guys were in the beginning of your relationship compared to where it is now, would you say it's getting quieter or louder?
I think actually it's getting better. Like I've done a lot of work around that already. But yeah, I mean, still partly it's the 10 plus, as I said, but I think it has improved a little bit.
I would, Bing, give me one second. Mm-hmm. that. I would say it is, the universe says I can't use the word improved, mm-hmm. because it says yes and no. Mm-hmm. Okay. So mm-hmm. let's say that I felt like my partner was ignoring me and my response was, fine, then I will just go do my own thing.
Yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. I adore you. You have such a great sense of humor. I can feel you. It's just beautiful. You're beautiful. So you can see how it would definitely be, I'm changing one part, but I'm not sure that is, I wouldn't say it's a change. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's not necessarily optimal, right? So if I said, yes, what is the optimal? Mm. I love that. I love you agree. So I love that. And I love that awareness. And so if I ask you, what would be the optimal place you would want to go? What would that be?
You mean like physically, which country or just like more inside?
No, I don't mean going further away from him. And there you're like, you're not meeting my needs. I'm going to a different country.
In the past, I tended to do that. So that's why I'm laughing. Yeah. No, but it's more like a place of like, I always like, I think in a way empowerment, but also not in the way of like, I'm just going to do my thing, but just yes, be, you know, emotionally then as well open, even if I struggle with that in this relationship sometimes.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just really quickly for a very powerful insight. And it's this, you know, if you're in a relationship or around people and you feel like you're getting your feelings hurt or you're getting really upset, then what you'll want to do is definitely go to a different country. And of course, I'm joking, but hilarious and so funny that she was saying, you know what, I used to kind of do that. So anyways, she's hilarious and wonderful and fun. And the real insight is this, is that a lot of times I'll see people who are trying to do work and work on their patterns from a place of being hurt. And ultimately, they end up compacting it and making it even worse. For example, I'll see somebody in a relationship where they feel jealous. And so what they do is either they try to act like they just don't care at all. And so they distance themselves and they're like, well, I'm just going to go spend time with friends or whatever it is. But they do so not from a positive place, but from a place of feeling jealous or upset or hurt and wanting to not care. So they're creating a lot of distance in the relationship, or even wanting to make that other person jealous or getting upset. Or, I mean, I see all types of things where people even maybe feel not heard in a relationship. So they go off, or, you know, that trigger. And ultimately, if this is something that you are working on in your life, you'll want to make sure that you're not kind of kidding yourself, or that you're not just trying to put another layer of something else on it, but that you're really transforming it to feel differently. Because that's when the magic happens with your health, when your life, is when you ultimately change something and you transform something that does feel negative into something that is more beautiful and positive, and where you really feel great in life. So that, of course, is key. No need to go to a different country. Of course, go to another country to travel and have fun and enjoy, but not to escape your partner. So, all right, let's go ahead and dive back in with Catherine.
Yes, and I would think about kind of like this. If you wanted to connect with him this week, and it was something that he was going to enjoy and love, and you guys were going to connect, and you were going to connect on his terms, like however he wanted to connect, you were going to meet him there, right? Would you know how to do that?
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
Then probably not really, because I would, you know, if we in South Africa would know, because he, for example, loves surfing and everything that has to do with the water. So I, you know, we would do something more outdoorsy, we would do that I like to do too. But definitely that's something. But here it's a bit different because everything is closed and you can't do so much at the moment. So I'm not sure actually how to answer that.
Okay. But so he loves surfing, right? Okay. And so if he loves surfing, and do you like surfing?
I tried it, but I love to go into the water, but I'm a total beginner when it comes to surfing. So I do, yes.
Okay. So what would happen if, and 0 to 10, how much do you like it? Because the goal isn't to be like him unless you like those things. So if I ask you 0 to 10, how much do you like surfing?
It's funny because now it's just a 2 or 3, funny enough. Okay. I would have said more, but I think I'm still pretty afraid of it.
Okay, yeah. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. Okay.
But I have a fascination. Yeah, it's kind of fascinating to me, but doing it myself is, yeah, sad to think.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Okay. So if you knew that he was going to get done surfing at a specific time, mm-hmm. and then afterwards, by the way, after he finishes surfing, how hungry is he?
Pretty much so, like a lot.
Yeah, a lot, right? Yeah. A lot. Okay. So if you said, okay, as soon as you're done surfing, I'll have an amazing dinner set up for us to have dinner and enjoy and relax and have fun. Mm. And there was music and dinner or whatever, and you guys were just connecting and asking him how the surfing went and talking and all of that. How well would that connect with him?
It would go well, but it would not be like a long hangout. Like it would be, he would love it, but then it would be, he's very busy, you know, he's like always up to something. So, yeah, I mean, he would love it, but it would be only for a shorter time, I would say.
Okay, great. So just for a mm-hmm. moment, I want to mirror this to you. Mm-hmm. So I have a partner who I feel like I don't really know how to connect with. My partner's mm-hmm. always busy, and I don't really feel like I know how to connect with my partner. Mm-hmm. What's your best suggestion for me?
Well, either you know.
Well, you better figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
And the next best answer isn't, well, fine, I'll just go connect with friends because I don't think that's going to serve my relationship in the big picture, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, when you stop and look at it from the outside in, it kind of seems obvious that, you know, that wanting to connect and find more ways to really feel connected is important. And she can see that, you know, just brilliant, sweet, wonderful being. And I love her awareness. And when you look at it, you know, and she looks at it, she can see that. And I have to say, I see this all of the time. And this is something that you may want to look at in your life. And I'd kind of challenge you a bit or invite you to look at this in your life. And the reason for that, you know, a couple episodes ago, I believe it was episode number 81, we talked about how loneliness has become an epidemic, which is crazy when you stop and think about the awareness that there are almost 8 billion people in the world right now. So there are more people than ever, and there's more loneliness than ever. And that's happening for a few reasons. And by the way, if you did miss that episode, I'd highly recommend after you finish this one to go check that one out. Very, very important as far as loneliness and also feeling connected. It's key. Now, of course, there's both the internal component, which we talked about on episode 81, and divine timing. This episode is coming up right now. I love that. And in this episode, it's also about taking action. Finding a way that she can connect even more on the physical plane and create a stronger feeling of connection in her relationship. And so with that, I want to invite you that if you are experiencing feelings of disconnect in your relationship or even just wanting to connect more with people, I'd invite you after the episode is over to take a moment and think about what it is that you could do to connect a bit more. And so I'll kind of go into it even more at the end of the episode, but just food for thought as we step into this next part. All right, let's jump back in with Catherine. Okay, so thinking about and getting creative. If you think about just the things that you want to do and he thinks it, like you want to think about what is fun, what things do we enjoy together, what things can we enjoy together, and really do that. Because if you want this relationship to last and to grow, that's what it is that you need to do, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's okay. A bit, you're saying it's obviously on my side too, because I'm always like, you know, pointing my finger in the other direction.
Not only that, but absolutely, it's totally on your side because if you think about it, what do you want him? You don't know how to connect with him. So kind of like this, as if, like, let's say that there's a little 5-year-old who's saying, "Mom, none of my friends will play with me and they won't play and I want to just play with them." And then she says, "Okay, well, what do you want to play with them?" "Well, I don't know." "Well, how do you want to play?" "Well, I don't know." "Well, how can you invite them to play with you if you don't even know what you want to do?" Right? So you want to get clear on what way can you connect that they would enjoy also. Right?
I
'Cause,
mean,
you know, let's
yeah.
go ahead.
No, we have some things, like we, for example, we just got a little sailing boat and we love sailing together. So it's, you know, there are things that we do together, obviously. But often
There we
I
go.
think I feel like maybe he's not as interested in my things, which might not be true.
Okay,
So I,
there you
that might be a
go.
little, yeah.
But
So
I
that
have a
might be
question
the
for you. What things, when you say he's not as interested in your things, what are those things? Name one thing.
it's so funny, I'm getting a blank, but
Yes,
there are things I'm interested in,
I
don't worry.
know.
So okay, I love, for example, like when we're at the beach, I love go hiking there. I love to go out with the dog that we have. I also I love to go into the water. Definitely love
Okay, so I have a
sailing.
question. So, what do you think if you planned a hike and you said, let's go hiking here? Right here is a beautiful waterfall or a beautiful lake or whatever it is, and let's take the dog and let's go hiking on a Saturday or whatever. What do you think he would say?
Yeah, cool. Let's do it.
That's terrible. I can't believe he would say that.
true.
Okay. So notice for a moment, by the way, how your emotions are feeling really frustrated and like you're lacking your needs and attention being met, and you're not even clear what it is that you
Yeah.
would want or not want. You're just
I
wanting
know what you
more.
mean. Yeah.
Yes, right? Okay. Bingo. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to think about your relationship moving forward if you're willing to implement some of these things. Great. And if you think about it for a moment, what if I was talking to him right now and I was like, and he's like, "Well, she doesn't even surf." Right? My point is not that you need to surf. Is that you guys can have your separate things, but as long as you're clear on ways to connect, then that's perfect. That's how you want it to be. You want to have your own separate things that you do, and you also want to have things that you do together, right?
Totally.
Great. So if I ask you this week, what are some things that you guys could do to connect?
But definitely
What's
go
his
out,
favorite? Go ahead.
definitely go outside, maybe to a lake or something, or it's always things outside actually that we love doing together.
Great.
And
So, go ahead.
yeah, no, there's other things too. I mean, obviously can cook together and just hang out with each other. Yeah. You know what, the thing that just comes up is too, like I love arts, for example. I love to paint and do like creative things. And that's something, for example, that I'm not, you know, that I'm always like, oh, you don't like this. Or for example, I like also to learn about meditation and spirituality and all of that. And yeah, and I think sometimes I think with these things, I have the feeling that, oh, maybe where we have a disconnect. But as you say, I mean, there's things we do together and other things we don't. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I have a question for you. Would you say it would be impossible for a Christian to be with a non-Christian?
No.
Are you sure?
Depends how strict that Christian is. Or the other one, like it, I think it always depends how important it
Okay,
is
so
for you
let's
that the
take.
other person has the values too. But it's totally possible. Yes, it is.
Okay, would you say that it would be possible for a lawyer to be with a non-lawyer?
Of course.
Are you sure? Because one person knows all about the law and the other one doesn't. Or what if?
Okay, I see what you mean.
So just for a moment. Mm-hmm. Bingo. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice how there's a part of you that feels isolated in your relationship with your spirituality.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Totally. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in that case, when you think about it for a moment, the reason you got into spirituality, why did you get into spirituality in the first place?
Because I just wanted to connect to something deeper, or like deeper to myself. It's basically about getting to know myself.
Okay, so wait. So when I say to you, why did you get into spirituality in the first place?
I had some questions, I guess, that I wanted to explore, find some answers to.
Okay. Mm. So you began to explore to find some answers to, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you started looking at spirituality as a way to improve your health, improve your life, mm-hmm. all these things, right?
Yes. Yeah. And as okay. because I had this eczema, for example, for such a long time, you know, I just tried to find alternative routes, and that led me also into, I guess it was a catalyst for this whole spiritual journey, if you want to call it like that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Now, if I ask you, can you see, if I ask you, by the way, 0 to 10, how important does your spiritual connection seem to you? 0 to 10.
10.
10, right? Yeah. Now watch this. Ready? Mm-hmm. 0 to 10, compared to that, how important does the physical world seem to you? 0 to 10.
5. I sometimes tend mm-hmm. to go out of that, you know, kind of want, not an escape, but like, yeah, it's always, I have to balance it out.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and actually pause the session right here. You know, first and foremost, I have to say, I just love her. I love her self-awareness, just her smile, just great. It's very, very sweet, great positive energy. And of course, some things going on at a deeper level, but just love her self-awareness. Now, something you'll want to notice right here is we're shifting in the insights of what we're looking at. So we were going with, you know, what action to take. But if you think about what we're looking at right now is, notice she said that she sees the physical world important at a level 5. All of the time, I see this with people who have been researching metaphysics and energy. And what happens is things like the fifth dimension and energy and all these things become more important than the physical world. And unfortunately, what happens is that manifesting on the physical plane becomes harder and harder and harder because the mind says it's not that important. And we're going to unpack this even more in the next session next week as I continue this other half of the session with her. But the reason that I want to pause this session is because I want to make sure that you're able to integrate some of this into your life. And also because as we continue on with the session, we're going to talk about some of the spiritual wounding that I see people go through that's actually messing up their lives instead of improving it. And they just don't realize it. So in other words, the conversation is going to shift in a big way. And we're going to really dive into that and talking about meditation and different things like that. And so that's where we're going. And by the way, I have to tell you, I have worked with people who their biggest wounding is their spiritual practice and their spiritual beliefs and the spiritual beliefs that they've wired in their mind are working against them instead of for them. And, you know, unfortunate example of that is the woman from episode 64, 65, who lost 80% of her eyesight, you know, and finding that her spiritual beliefs we're connected to that. So I see things like that all of the time. And so we're going to unpack this even more next week as we continue with the other half of the session with Catherine. But for this week, what I'd strongly recommend doing is really bring in the awareness that the physical world is so important, that the physical world is what you're manifesting. You know, if you want to know what your energy is, look at your physical world. I mean, look at the relationships you've attracted in, or look at the events that are happening around you. You know, are they positive or are they negative? Are you being treated well or are you not attracting great connections with people? Are you feeling disconnected? Are you feeling lonely? You know, remembering that all change really does start from within. So taking that in. And of course, we don't want to neglect the physical action either. And that's also what I really love about that episode. And so on that note, I want to invite you to see if you can get yourself to take a bit of physical action. If there's somebody that you've been wanting to connect with, or if you've been feeling lonely, or maybe it's a family member or father, mother, friend, whoever that is, I'd challenge you or invite you to maybe see if you can think about one or two ways that you can connect with this person and have a great time. And see if you can do exactly that before next week. Because next week, we're going to dive in and unpack this all even more. I'll see you there. Have an incredible rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.